Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of our life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allyn Root. The show begins. Lots to talk about, as always. You know, I'm going to get to the Brittany Griner prisoner exchange as a big part of this show, but I've got other fish to fry first. I want to mention that, we continue to live in a delusional country and a delusional world where no one wants to admit that everybody who got that vaccine has a ticking time bomb in their body. Some of them are going to die. Some are going to be crippled for life. Some are going to have massive illnesses, massive attacks, coronary attacks, strokes. It just keeps going on and on and on. Yesterday I reported several of them, including an 11-year-old, the 9-year-old son of Rod Stewart, who had a heart attack. And now a 6-year-old Canadian little girl is suddenly dead after suffering a massive stroke, and the doctor has diagnosed her with myocarditis due to the flu. Now, do you know what kind of lie that is? Do you have any idea how many children are dying from myocarditis after being vaccinated? And they make up excuse after excuse after excuse, and now they're going to claim it's the flu, but it's not the flu. You know, every kid in Canada has been, or most every kid in Canada has been vaccinated, and this poor 6-year-old Canadian child, this beautiful little girl, I'm looking at her picture, suddenly dead. Another died suddenly after suffering a massive stroke. Before the vaccine, had you ever heard of 11-year-olds with heart attacks and 6-year-olds with strokes? Never, ever, 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 ever. As a matter of fact, I always tell you guys, in 2020, Johns Hopkins studied COVID itself and found out of 48,000 kids in the United States with COVID under the age of 18, not one died. Not one died who didn't already have childhood leukemia. I think like 100 out of 48,000 died, and all 100 had childhood leukemia, and they died from COVID, because if you've got childhood leukemia and they're giving you chemotherapy, you have no immune system and you could die. But outside of children with terrible stage 4 cancer, no kid in the world died of COVID. But they're dying from the vaccine, and they're having massive strokes from the vaccine, and they're having heart problems and heart attacks for the rest of their lives. They're never going to be the same. It doesn't matter if you recover and get out of the hospital. You're 6 years old, you're 11 years old, you will never be the same for the rest of your life. Your heart is damaged. Same day that happens, Celine Dion cancels all of her 2023 shows. Not 2022 shows. She canceled the entire year 2023, revealing she has a rare, incurable neurological disease. She's only 54 years old. I keep reading you about 54-year-olds who are dying of heart attack strokes after getting vaccinated. Almost all of them in show business. It's amazing how many show business people are getting sick. And now Canadian singer-songwriter Celine Dion revealed today that she has a rare, incurable neurological disease. It's called stiff person syndrome. She was already forced to cancel the remaining shows of the North American leg of her Courage World Tour due to her health problems. And she's been experiencing severe and persistent muscle spasms that prevent her from performing. Her muscle spasms are terrible. As you know, she said, "I've always been an open book. I've been dealing with problems in my health for a long time. It's been really difficult for me to face my challenges. But this disorder affects 1 in 1,000,000. It's a rare neurological disorder called the stiff person syndrome, which affects 1 in 1,000,000. And she's hoping to resume her tours in 2024. Good luck. You know, as so many experts have testified on the show, once you get the vaccine, It never leaves. There's no way to get it out of you. There is no way to get the toxins out of you. They keep the spike proteins keep multiplying and attacking your organs and attacking your neurological system. And that's why there's so many neurological diseases as a side effect of the COVID vaccine. Now, am I her doctor? No. Am I saying this is because of the vaccine for her in specific? No, I can't say that. I don't know that. I'm just a great common sense gut instinct guy, and my guess is, that's not even a guess, she's certainly vaccinated. She's a show business type. She's a big liberal. She's a big Hollywood showbiz type who I'm sure got vaccinated and urged everyone around her to get vaccinated. I'm sure I could Google it in 1 minute and find her on Twitter urging all of her fans to get vaccinated and triple vaccinated and quadruple vaccinated. And she just keeps getting vaccines, and all of a sudden she's stiff as a board, you know, which is kind of a form of Parkinson's. It sounds to me a lot like Parkinson's, which makes you rigid and stiff. And one of my best friends in the world got vaccinated without my knowledge, got vaccinated, and one of the great athletes in the history of Nevada. And even though he's 60 years old now, he's still a great athlete, in incredible shape. Last time I saw him 5 years ago, but we speak all the time, and he moved to California. That's why I haven't seen him in 5 years, but we speak all the time. He's just the greatest guy, one of the great athletes in the history of the state of Nevada. And still to this, you know, to this day, as far as I knew, a great athletic specimen for 60 years old. And then when I spoke to him last, his wife said he can't even text you because he has Parkinson's now. And I said, what? Did he get the vaccine? Yeah, he got three of them. Why? 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 That's why he has Parkinson's. That's why she's got this genetic disorder. Anyone could figure this out. But I'll say allegedly, maybe, I think it's my opinion. All right, very sad stuff, very sad stuff. Other big news stories. Illinois signs its own death warrant starting in January. Governor Pritzker's new law takes effect, and total mayhem will follow. The land of Union, the land of Lincoln, has signed its own death warrant. Crime under the Biden administration at record highs. In major U.S. cities, crime is skyrocketing. Chicago, probably, you know, one or two or three, top three in the United States. Great American City is a total, complete disaster, although it's up everywhere. Crime's up 44% in New York City. It's up 36% in Chicago. I read your story a few days ago that by the time the year is up, there'll be 20,000 cars stolen in Chicago. Every week, a new hard crime is announced. Terrible, terrible crime. Chicago's crazy mayor blames the record surge on retailers in the city. Can you believe that? She blames it on retailers. Crime is at 30-year highs, and this is her response. Someone, if I could find it, I don't see the response. I don't know where she blames on retailers. I don't get it. But it sounds like to me, you know, a woman gets raped and you blame it on how high her dress was. That's not a nice thing to do, and nobody should ever be blamed for getting raped, and no one should be blamed because their store gets robbed. But the huge act that's going to be take effect, signed by the billionaire Democrat Governor Pritzker of Illinois, and it takes effect on January 1st, 2023. And the bill just basically lets everybody out. I mean, everybody gets out. Everybody gets out of prison. It's the most incredible thing, except for January 6ers. They never get out of prison. But it enables violent criminals to be set free immediately to commit the same crimes again. And this starts on January 1st. Nothing to do. It's signed into law. The bill is the law. All right, now I'll get to Brittany Griner. Donald Trump calls Joe Biden's prisoner swap for Brittany Griner a stupid and unpatriotic embarrassment. I've been ranting about it all morning on all my social media. I hope you join me on my social media, which, of course, include Getter and Parler and Truth Social, Trump's site. Former President Donald Trump slammed President Joe Biden's Brittany Griner prisoner swap, a stupid and unpatriotic embarrassment. We swapped today. Another one of those. You know, Obama did one of those, too. Obama gave up, like, five of the most notorious Muslim Islamic extremist radical terrorist nutcases, murdering scumbags in the world in return for one traitor. One trader who ran away from the army, and now we've given up one of the world's biggest arms dealers, who probably sold arms that led to many thousands of Americans being killed, for a lesbian pot smoking ex NBA star And I always wished her well, to be honest with you. And I said that in my social media tweets today. I said, you know, I'm a conservative, but I'm not like liberals. I don't hate people. So, you know, I'm not a fan of her. She's a kneeler for the national anthem. She's a pot-smoking person who hates America. And, you know, the only thing liberals can ever say about her is she's a lesbian. Like, that's the most important description of a human being. I don't care what your sexual preference is. It doesn't matter to me. That isn't what makes you important, that you're a lesbian. To make it important that I'm straight? Let's get Wayne out of prison. Why? Wayne's been taken by Russia. Let's get him out because he's straight. Does anybody ever say things like that? No. But she's got to get out because she's lesbian. But I felt bad for her, and I said, I hope she gets out. But we left a Marine behind. See, the way you negotiate is you either include the Marine with Brittany Griner or we're not going to take the deal. Screw you. F you. But Trump said the trade was especially grievous because Griner has been openly hateful towards her own nation. What kind of deal is it, Trump said, to swap Brittany Griner, a basketball player who openly hates her country, for the man known as the Merchant of Death, who's one of the biggest arms dealers anywhere in the world and responsible for tens of thousands of deaths and horrific injuries? He also questioned why Biden worked to release Griner without American prisoner Paul Whelan, who was arrested in Russia in 2018, sentenced to 16 years in prison for alleged espionage. The former Marine denies the charges. Russia has presented little evidence for its claims outside of what was used to imprison him in court. Why wasn't former Marine Paul Whelan included in this totally one-sided transaction? He would have been let out just for the asking, Trump said. What a stupid, unpatriotic embarrassment for the USA. And, you know, long before Trump made his announcement hours ago, I basically wrote the exact same thing on social media. I'm glad they let Brittany Griner out. I'm not happy about her. I don't like her. She's not my kind of person. I'm sure she'd hate my guts. I'm sure she'd like to see me censored and banned. But it doesn't matter. She's an American, and she got a ridiculous sentence, and I'm glad she's out. But we never should have accepted it without the Marine coming with her. Period. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Nevada Corporate Headquarters. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, then I have an exciting free offer for you. Did you know that not all states are created equal? Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets. But there is one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans and can help you too. Go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout
out sale of the year. Won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne L. Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and un.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
The Root's on fire. Global Healing is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I just want to mention something real quick, because sometimes when something is so idiotic, you have to make sure you get it in, right? Democrat Representative Debbie Dingell, who only got her job because her husband died as a United States congressman, and she filled in for him, and in a 100% Democrat district, they elected the widow. Democrat Representative Dingell says Joe Biden doesn't need to go to the border because he's seen the photos. You can't make it up. Joe Biden on Tuesday spoke to reporters before boarding Air Force One. He was headed to Phoenix, Arizona, and Peter Ducey of Fox News asked Joe Biden, why you go to a border state like Arizona for a photo op, but you're not visiting the actual border? And Biden said, why go to a border state and not visit the border? And Biden actually said, there's more important things going on. There's more important things going on than a border that is open, that is lawless, that is destroying our entire nation, that has let in millions and millions of people. Millions. I think is it 6 million now? In just 2 years of the Biden administration, I think it's 6 million illegals have been let into this country. And they're all going to be future voters. And they're all on welfare, and they've all got free lawyers, and they've all got free Obama phones. Maybe now they're called Biden phones, I don't know. And they're all getting food stamps, and they're all getting everything free a human being can get. They've all got kids. Kids are in school. The bill's on you. They don't speak English, so they need English as a second language translator, which costs, I don't know, $120,000 a year to stick each one of those in a classroom. And then the whole classroom gets left behind. Your children get left behind. White and black children or legal Latino children are in the classroom. They speak perfect English. Every time the teacher says something, they got to be translated. They got to stop and translate it and wait for the other person who doesn't speak English to hear the meaning of the words and the sentences. So your kids are being left behind. So, you know, the border's no big deal. You know, I got more important things to do, he says. And she says, well, why should he go there? He's seen pictures of it. Can you imagine if Republicans said things like this? Keep in mind, Herschel Walker was not the most brilliant candidate we've ever had, which doesn't mean anything because lots of people have been elected to Senate and Congress who are not that smart. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is so dumb she couldn't spell cat if I spotted her the C and the A. She's a former bartender from 3 years ago. And by the way, I have great respect for bartenders. I find most bartenders to be smart people. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is no U.S. senator, and she's no brilliant bartender either. Okay? She probably couldn't even make change. She is completely lost. She is not intelligent. Lots of non-intelligent people have been elected to office who are not like brain surgeons from Harvard. So Herschel Walker is a football player. He's not a brain surgeon from Harvard. That's the argument of liberals. He's dumb. They made fun of him. Well, let me tell you something. Representative Dingell makes Herschel Walker look like a brain surgeon. John Fetterman makes them both look like brain surgeons. And he just got elected to the U.S. Senate. What a country we live in. What a country. It's unbelievable. Global Healing is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my energy, my vitality, my perfect health for decades. Let me say one more thing. Okay, when it pops in my mind, I got to say it. Herschel Walker may not be a brain surgeon. He may not be an intellectual. He may not be Harvard material. But if he was going to vote against open borders and secure the border, and he was going to vote against green energy that's bankrupting us all and will wipe out the middle class, and he was going to vote against vaccine mandates or ever locking us down again, then and he was going to vote to cut the budget and cut the deficit and cut the debt and cut the taxes, I'll take Herschel Walker all day long. All day long. I don't need intelligence or brilliance or Ivy League intellectualism. I need somebody who's going to cut my taxes so I can do business. Back to Global Healing. And I need vitamins. I got to have vitamins. None of this show is possible without my energy. I'm not a hit for 7 years without energy. I'm not on TV on two different shows without energy. And vitamins are what give me my energy. Global Healing is a vitamin company. It's our newest sponsor. They were founded in 1998 by Dr. Edward Group. He's one of President Trump's health advisors. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind. It's called Oxy Powder. Dr. Group says all disease begins in the gut. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. That's what Oxy Powder does. It gently cleanses your gut with oxygen to get rid of all your toxins. So go to globalhealing.com/war. Globalhealing.com/war for Wayne Allyn. That's the website when you add the slash war that gets you the 15% discount on every single vitamin they've got, plus Dr. Krupp's emergency immune strengthening guide, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Great stuff. I just did a video with Dr. Edward Group, and it was all about all the things that he believes, if you have taken the vaccine, can mitigate the side effects of the vaccine and help to clean some of that toxicity out of your body and help you to keep healthy after getting that vaccine, mitigate the side effects. You want to go to his website, globalhealing.com/war. He's got products just for you if you've been vaccinated. Globalhealing.com/war. Wayne Allyn Root, we'll be right back.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120-milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House lawmakers approved legislation that would cement same-sex marriage rights into federal law, a Democratic-led measure that has moved through Congress with some Republican support, despite misgivings among conservatives. The United States and Russia agree on a prisoner swap. The bill now heads to President Biden's desk for his signature.
U.S. officials are announcing Brittany Griner is no longer in Russia. The WNBA basketball player was released Thursday in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout, also known as the Merchant of Death. The one-for-one exchange took place Thursday in the United Arab Emirates. Griner should be back on U.S. soil Friday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today and tomorrow, McDonald's is selling their double cheeseburgers for 50 cents on the app. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
the show. Great to have you back with us. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The Root is on fire. Coming to you from the house The Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. My wife Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. We get everything. Every household product I use, I get at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Just like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and some contact you and make it easy for you to sign up, and then you're getting better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at a far reduced price. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, so we've got our guest with us. Today's guest is with us as we speak, and it's always a great honor to have him on the show. His name is Ben Armstrong. He's the host of the Ben Armstrong Show at TheNewAmerican.com. TheNewAmerican.com. And Ben, it's great to have you back. How are you? Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you. Thanks for having me back on. I really appreciate it.
Well, you and I think very much alike on many topics, and one of them is vaccines. I've been on a vaccine rant lately. I've, you know, I used to probably from 2021 early to maybe 6 months ago or maybe even 4 months ago, I probably devoted a third of my show, sometimes a half of my show, to how deadly and dangerous vaccines were. And then I cut back because, number one, we were headed for the midterms, and the most important issues for the midterms, you know, in my opinion, were inflation, and then, you know, maybe a little bit of crime and crime all over the United States, the education system all over the United States, 87,000 IRS agents. For whatever reason, people, it just doesn't resonate with people. They don't understand what's going on with the vaccines and how they're killing people. So I decided to cut back a little bit on the vaccines. I'd mention them here or there, but my show was about midterms and the issues that matter for the midterms. Now I'm back to vaccines a lot again because the amount of people dying suddenly is so overwhelming in the headlines, not just dying suddenly, but having strokes and heart attacks, even if they're still alive, terrible medical episodes after being vaccinated. And in some cases, we don't know for sure if they've been vaccinated, but these were almost all Hollywood people in the headlines. You can guarantee they've been vaccinated. So I wanted to get you on to talk about the fact that, you know, you say major governments have been forced to admit the vaccine is killing and harming millions. Tell everybody exactly what you mean. Which governments have been forced to admit that the vaccine's killing and maiming people?
Well, we've had smaller governments, but the biggest one that I'm looking at is Japan. And Japan is really starting to kick back against the vaccine. And I think the big difference, what people have to realize in America, this will never happen like it could in Japan. And I got my fingers crossed that Japan's going to really start stepping up here because they have pride in their country. They're not. America is hated by the globalists around the world, but America is unique because the people who live in America hate America. Whereas in other countries, that's not the case. The globalists within their own countries still have pride a little bit in their own countries. Japan still has pride in its countries. And now that they know that they poisoned their own people, the more it's going to come out in Japan and in the Japanese culture to not just blindly follow America for whether it's financial reasons and or they have their own globalists, I'm sure, in Japan. But at some point, because they're not bombarded with Japan is evil from its conception. Look how horrible Japan is. Their universities aren't brainwashing all their kids to just hate themselves and hate their own country. So it's going to be a foreign country because, look, the Department of Justice, the FBI, is so corrupt, they're never going to crack down on any of this stuff. Our government is never going to hold itself responsible. Dr. Fauci will never be put in jail by our own government. But a government like Japan could go after a Dr. Fauci. Now, I know our government wouldn't ship Fauci over there so he could do jail time. But governments are being forced to wake up that America has poisoned the world. America poisoned the entire world. Think about that. And I can't say America is a good country when we have evil people running it. America should be a good country, but it is not, and it's poisoned the whole world. And governments are going to be forced to stand up. I'm hoping India at some point stands up, because they have a lot of power and influence, and we need that. And we it can't just be, you know, a smaller government, the Netherlands or something. It's got to be people with some clout like Japan or India.
Well, you've also got one of your top exec scenes completely exposed on Capitol Hill by top experts. Now, I'm assuming you're talking about the Ron Johnson hearings. Is that correct? The Wisconsin United States Senator.
Yes.
And that's where you're from, right? You're a Wisconsin boy, right?
I am. And that's my senator. It's funny. I interviewed him one time, and I didn't know Ron Johnson very well. And I didn't know if he was a fighter or if he was going to be a rhino. So I was pretty aggressive in my interview with him and challenging him to promise that this was at the time of the Trump-Russia collusion crap. And I was and the Hunter Biden stuff was coming out. And they were framing Trump for the Ukraine scandal. And I was telling him, are you going, you have the power in the Senate to investigate Hunter and investigate the Bidens. And I just at the time didn't know how awesome of a senator Ron Johnson is.
Yes, he turned out to be a great one, a great one.
Yes, he's fantastic. I hope maybe me challenging him helped a little bit. I don't know. But because it seemed like after that moment, man, I was watching him, and I was like, "Whoa, he stepped up to the plate, and he's one of the best in the country, especially on the vaccine. He is the best on the vaccine.
He's the only one. I think he's the only senator. Other than Rand Paul talks a lot about Fauci. He doesn't like Fauci and the gain of function and also the lockdowns and the masks. But I haven't heard Rand Paul talk a lot about vaccines per se. I know he's against vaccine mandates, but Ron Johnson's the only senator I know of, Ben, that talks about vaccine injuries and vaccine deaths. Am I right about that, or are there other senators who are willing to use those?
I think you're correct.
Yeah.
I think you're 100% right. I don't know why the other senators don't really talk about it that much. The point is if you haven't checked out what happened during that committee, he brought in all the top experts again that you used to with, like, Dr. Robert Malone and really Edward Dowd, which I know your audience is familiar with because you've interviewed Edward Dowd on your show.
And Malone many times. All of them.
Okay. So, I mean, he's brought in the top guys, and it might be repeat stuff a little bit for your audience since you're on the ball. But for my audience would understand, too. Me and you, we've been on this vaccine stuff. But this is a huge moment because there's tons of people that don't know this stuff. Your audience knows this stuff. But you got to factor in, how many people living in Iowa and Nebraska and wherever else that they don't have media that is telling them the truth about this vaccine? So it's really important what Ron Johnson did. And they just presented all the top hardcore facts. And what I did is it's 3 hours long. And so what I did with my show is my show's only 24 minutes long. I condensed and gave the highlights. So but there was so much. I had to do it in two parts. The second part will come out tomorrow. But
so give us some highlights. Give us some highlights. Tell us.
Well, some of the main highlights is of course, the VAERS system. They talk about that and how VAERS is showing massive amounts of people dying and having effects, adverse
terrible
effects.
Side effects and adverse effects, yes.
And I talk about how there's been 1.1 million excess deaths in America alone. 1.1 million. We have tens of millions.
You know what's interesting about that number, 1.1 million? Now, I believe that was extrapolated. I read that on the show in the last week. It's from CDC stats. It shows 1.1 million excess deaths. But if you look at the VAERS report, you'll see about 32,000 deaths. And Harvard did a study on VAERS a few years back and showed that only 1% ever get reported. So you have to multiply times 100. So if you multiply 32,000 times 100, you know, you're talking about how many deaths?
3.2 million?
3.2 million. Like so when you say 1.1 excess million deaths, it's very possible somewhere between 1 million and 3 million are actually dead from the vaccine. But let's say the lowest figure, 1 million, certainly that's the lowest figure you could quote is dead from the vaccine. The lowest.
100% right. It's the lowest. That's the safest. And that's using their own data. I use the Steve Kirsch. It underreports by a factor of 41, and when you do that, you get 1.2 million.
Right, so, there you go. So if there's 1.1 million excess deaths, according to the CDC, and Steve Kirsch says 1.2 million excess deaths from the vaccine, then the deaths are all from the vaccine, and it's pretty much a bingo bullseye, right?
It is, exactly, because I had the 1.2 million, and then when the excess death data came out from the CDC and they said 1.1, I said, we already knew this because I calculated the VAERS data. I used to get frustrated at the beginning that people won't calculate the VAERS data. I hate that the people report 30-some thousand deaths.
Right.
I said, that's a sample size. That's not the death.
And by the way, I want you to know, I went to Columbia University, probably the most liberal, stinking university in America, but at least Columbia's researchers from their health department, from their medical school, came up with the fact when they studied VAERS, multiply times 40, or maybe it's like 42. So in other words, that number is the number Kirsch is using. Harvard said multiply times 100. Columbia said multiply times 40. 32,000 times 40 adds up to right about the number we're talking about of excess deaths. So hold on one second. The music's on. I want to keep you for two segments. Lots more to talk to you about. We'll be back with Ben Armstrong. He is the host of the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. He is fantastic, a breath of fresh air, brother from another mother. Great to have him on the show. He broadcasts out of Wisconsin. I broadcast here out of Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root, rootforamerica.com, wayneroot@gmail.com. We'll see you in a sec. This is Wayne Allen Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Nevada Corporate Headquarters. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, then I have an exciting free offer for you. Did you know that not all states are created equal? Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets. But there is one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans and can help you too. Go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking seven companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free two-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. tahibotea.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show, USA Radio Network. Show comes to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Engineer Tax Services is the sponsor of this show. Great people, if you own a small business, listen up. Listen up. This is your chance to get tax breaks, tax credits that you've never gotten in your entire life. This is great stuff. You don't want to pay more to Uncle Sam than you have to, do you? Anybody who does is suicidal. You must be nuts. You must be a liberal, and you shouldn't be listening to this show. You're in the wrong place. Who wants to give the government more money than they deserve? This is a legal way to cut your taxes. You don't owe all the money you owe. They are the company, ETS, Engineer Tax Services, that finds advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar multinational corporations, and they apply them to small businesses by working with your accountant. They make it work. And it's been working for 30 years. They've been in business for decades. They're tax attorneys, they're engineers, they're scientists that perform millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular mom-and-pop businesses like yours billions of dollars. Again, working directly with your accountants. You don't have to fire your accountant. It's just that your accountant does your taxes. He or she knows nothing about finding you tax credits that apply to billion-dollar companies for your small business. They don't know how to do it. These guys comb through the tax credit, tax pages, the tax code, and they find you the perfect tax credit to apply to your company. So call them today. Tell them Wainwright sent you, and you get a free no-cost analysis. I arranged that for my fans. Free no-cost analysis. So it doesn't cost you a thing. You're taking no chance. 800-236-6519. 800-236-6519. Or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com. All right, we're back with Ben Armstrong. And Ben, we were talking about vaccines and the fact that there's, right around 1.1 million excess deaths in the United States since the vaccines came out. And that our own math, looking at the VAERS report, shows about 1.1 million excess deaths. So it's a match. It's a match. It's tough to get the CDC to ever admit anything, but we finally got them to admit there's a lot of excess deaths in the United States.
Yes, there is. And with Senator Ron Johnson's committee, I know your audience, so I'm thinking about this, is already educated on stuff. So for a different audience, I might talk about some of the other things that would blow people away, but it's probably stuff your audience already knows. So I'll tell you what happened that I found interesting that I didn't know, so I assume a lot of people didn't know that happened in the committee. And one was about how they're not really looking into, and a doctor was concerned about Dr. Lindsay was her name, and she was concerned about how the vaccine will get into the testicles and that will affect the sperm. And no one's looking into this, that future generations that aren't even born yet could be genetically changed due to this. And she was talking about how there's two different ways. Just putting DNA next to sperm can manipulate the sperm itself, but let alone with the gene structure. She's saying we need more studies on this, but this gene therapy, because the vaccine's not really a vaccine, it's gene therapy, could do massive harm to people that aren't even born yet. And I was thinking, I never even really thought about that, how they're pushing that. And they also had some victims testify that were part of the trials that the drug companies did. And I think it was AstraZeneca trial. A lady was talking about how she's not even listed as one of the victims. And she has some sort of horrible, I forget what it was, neurological disease, but she talked about other victims.
But, Ben, did you hear today that Celine Dion, you know, who's very famous here all over the world, but, I mean, in Vegas, she's the big show in Vegas, and she had to cancel her whole shows for now through the whole 2023 because of a neurological disease that leaves her stiff as a board, which sounds to me a lot like Parkinson's disease, and one of my best friends got triple vaccinated and now has Parkinson's disease. So, you know, again, I'm not Celine's doctor. I'm not trying to say that I know for sure, but I'm pretty darn sure she's triple vaccinated or quadruple vaccinated. She's Canadian. You can't go back and forth to Canada without getting the vaccine for the last 2 years until recently. So I guarantee you she's triple or quadruple vaccinated, and suddenly she's got some horrible neurological disease at the age of 54. So you brought up neurological, so I just thought I'd mention people. Nothing ever hits home with people till they hear a celebrity has it, right? That's the way it is. Even your own mother and father doesn't hit home. But you mentioned, you know, you say someone you know and love has AIDS. You're not sure, you know, 30 years ago now, I'm going back. You weren't sure what the hell to think of it. But then you heard Magic Johnson has HIV. Oh, my God, the whole country went wild. So I just think it's important to bring up celebrity examples of neurological disease after vaccination.
Well, Bieber and his wife, Justin Bieber, that should have done it. I mean, my goodness. He and his wife both came down with horrible side effects just weeks after they both went and got vaccinated.
Yes, and frozen face and stroke. Frozen face for him, stroke for her, yes.
Yeah,
in their 20s.
And they're both young. And how can people ignore that? It's amazing to me.
Right, but you're right. Bringing up the fact that, you know, it could change your DNA. So when you have a baby, something could be wrong with the baby. But I've heard it's a lot worse than that. Number one, fertility is just destroyed by this vaccine all over the world. So no one's going to have babies. And number two, the babies die. You miscarry inside the womb when the woman's vaccinated. So that's a second bad thing. And the third thing would be if the baby comes out, does the baby have health problems for the rest of their lives? So three very bad things that could come from this vaccine for new babies.
Yes, and they do the statistics and how horrible the stats are up in all those categories. They also show some images of what's happening with people's hearts and the myocarditis and how the spike protein.
No, listen, no surprise to my listeners, yours, right? They've heard this for 2 years. You and I have been on top of it. Ben Armstrong, we got to run. We're up against the news break. Ben Armstrong, the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. Always appreciate you coming on and breaking all the important news. Thank you, Ben. God bless you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.